Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir in Tzfas Emes. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, tells us that at the end of times, the Rabbanei Shem is going to come and shecht the Yetzirah. The Rabbanei Shem is going to finally wipe out the Yetzirah, the evil inclination that's been causing us so much pain and so many challenges over the past 2,000 years, and really since the beginning of creation of man. The Rabbanei Shem is finally going to stand up and shecht the Yetzirah. And the Gemara tells us that to the tzaddikim, when the Yetzirah is going to be revealed, it's going to look to them like a mountain. They're going to see the Yetzirah, how great the Yetzirah, how big the Yetzirah is, how hard the challenge is to overcome the Yetzirah. And the tzaddikim are going to cry and say, wow, how is it possible that we're able to overcome this challenge called the Yetzirah, who's as large as a mountain? On the other end of the spectrum, the Rishon are going to see the Yetzirah, and nidmelem kechut asayra. It's going to look to them like a tiny hair's breadth, like something which is small and insignificant and easy to conquer. And the Rishon are going to cry and are going to mourn and say, wow, why couldn't we overcome this challenge? This challenge is not a big challenge. It's a simple challenge. It's something which is easy to overcome. Why didn't we make the proper choices when we have the ability to choose? And why don't we choose life over death, good over evil? And many of the Mefarshim deal with understanding exactly what this Gemara means, what it means that the Rishon have a Yetzirah which is so small, Tzaddikim have a Yetzirah which is so big. But in our Parsha, Parshas Re'eh, the Tzfas Emes gives us a very simple explanation, which is a beautiful explanation and allows us to really understand how we can ensure that we end up as Tzaddikim. The Tzfas Emes explains to us that the Yetzirah normally doesn't come to a person with large temptations and large challenges. The Yetzirah comes to a person and tries to challenge him, tries to tempt him in a small little area, in the area which is called kechut asayra, a little hair's breadth. Make a wrong step this way, have this temptation, this challenge, just make one small step out of the proper path of Avodas Hashem, the proper path of the Ratzon Hashem. And when a tzaddik is faced with that challenge, a tzaddik looks at the challenge and says, the challenge is small, I have the ability to overcome it, I have the ability to conquer it, I have the ability to be able to accomplish and do Ratzon Hashem right now. I don't know if it's going to be able to last, I don't know if I'm always going to be able to make the right choice, but this choice is small and easy, and I have the ability to make the right choice now. The tzaddik chooses the world which is called Taiv, the world which is called Chayim. The Rasha, on the other hand, looks at the challenge and says, yeah, maybe this challenge is small, but I don't know if I can overcome, and maybe I can overcome this challenge right now, but I won't be able to overcome this challenge forever. I won't be able to overcome this challenge this whole year. And therefore, even if right now for this one moment, maybe I can stop and swat away the Yetzirah, which is trying to take away my concentration during davening, but that's only going to last for 1 minute. He's going to come back at me 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, and try to get me to think about something else during davening. And therefore, the Yetzirah looks at that challenge, which is kechut asayra, and says, I don't have the ability to make the right choice. And the Yetzirah chooses the world which is called ra, which is called evil, which is called maves, death. Says the Tzfas Emes, at the end of time, it's going to be revealed to the tzaddik that every one of those small little choices that he made added up again and again and again. Every kechut asayra, every hair's breadth, added up. Every time he made the proper choice, even though it was a small challenge and a small temptation by the Yetzirah, but every time he made that proper challenge, that added up again and again and again. And the Yetzirah kept tempting him and kept trying to get him to fall in his path of Avodas Hashem. And every time he made one right move, one small little move, that put him closer towards the path of Avodas Hashem. And at the end of time, it's going to be revealed to the tzaddik that every one of those kechut asayras, every one of those hair's breadth, added up to create a mountain of making the right choices. And he's going to see the Yetzirah as a har and say, that's a Yetzirah I never would have been able to conquer. And that's a Yetzirah I never would have been able to stand up to. But I didn't stand up to Yetzirah so big. I stood up to a small Yetzirah and another small one and another small one, slowly but surely, until I was able to conquer a Yetzirah who's as large as a mountain. The Rasha, on the other hand, to him, the Yetzirah is going to look like a kechut asayra, because he got stuck at step one. When he was faced with the first challenge, the first temptation, which is a small challenge, he said, I don't think I have the ability to be able to conquer it. I don't think I have the ability to overcome this temptation of the Yetzirah, and therefore he makes the wrong choice. And the Rasha, instead of making one small right choice, and instead of making the right move once, says, I don't have the ability to do it. And therefore, at the end of time, it's going to be revealed to him that the whole Yetzirah was only kechut asayra, and all he needed to do was make one small right move in the right direction. says this Svas Emes. That's what the Pasuk's telling us. Re'ei Anoichi Noisan Lefneichem Hayoim Bracha Uklala. The Baruch Hashem is saying, I'm constantly placing before you Hayoim. Every day we're faced with new challenges. And most of the challenges that we face on a daily basis are not so large. They're small. All we need to do is be a tzaddik for the next 5 minutes, and then the next 5 minutes, and the next 5 minutes. And slowly but surely, all those 5 minutes of being a tzaddik add up to a har, add up to overcoming and conquering a yetzer hara, which is large as a mountain. But we only need to focus on hayoim. Re'ei Anoichi Noisan Lefneichem Hayoim. Don't view the yetzer hara as being a har right now. View the yetzer hara for the temptation, for the challenge that he's putting in front of you right now. Do you have the ability to concentrate for the next 2 minutes in davening? Yeah, so do the next 2 minutes. And then when you finish those 2 minutes, try another 2 minutes and another 2 minutes. And you'll look back at the end of davening and say, wow, I was able to concentrate for the whole davening. Do you have the ability to talk properly? Not to say lashon hara, not to say a bad word about somebody for the next 5 minutes in the conversation? Yeah, so then make the right choice right now. Right now, choose bracha. Right now, choose chayim. What's going to happen in 5 minutes? Don't worry about it. That's the next kechot asayra. That's the next challenge that the Yetzer Hara is going to put in front of a person. And when a person is able to view the Yetzer Hara as kechot asayra, slowly but surely overcoming all of those temptations, all of those challenges, all of those tests, and a person does it one step at a time, then a person is able to look back at the end of the year, at the end of the month, or at the end of his life, and able to say, wow, I was able to overcome a large challenge, a challenge called a har, as large as a mountain, a challenge called the Yetzer Hara. And that's our avodah. Re'ei Anoichi Noisan Lefneichem Hayoim Bracha Uklala. Worry about today, worry about the challenge in front of you right now, and don't worry about the larger ramifications of the Yetzer Hara. One step at a time. One small step at a time will allow us to eventually get to that place that at the end of time, every one of us will be a tzaddik. We'll be able to look back and say, wow, what were we able to accomplish? How amazing is it that we're able to conquer a yetzer hara, which is as large as a mountain? Hashem should give us the kayach to make the right choices, to slowly but surely make those right choices. And Emirat Hashem, step by step by step, we'll end up where we need to be. We'll end up being able to look back with pride at the accomplishments that we've accomplished. Have a great Shabbos.